Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonhomme, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Well, we're going to get into the Word of God today, and today I'm continuing on our series, The Generous Gift of Wisdom. Today is, of course, part two. And who was blessed by the message last Sunday? Anyone? We're going to be blessed today. We're going to continue. And today, I want to preach a message around wisdom that I know is going to be a great blessing and encouragement to you. We've all experienced times in our lives when we don't know what to do, what decision to make, what action to take in a particular situation. We could say what to do when you don't know what to do. We need wisdom from God, perhaps in a business decision. Perhaps COVID has made things very difficult for you and you need God's help. For some of you, perhaps it's a changing career. For others, maybe it's ministering to your child that might be giving you a little bit of a difficult time and you're asking God for wisdom on how to reach their heart. Perhaps for some of you, it's how to reach a loved one who doesn't know Jesus as their personal friend. How about fixing relational damage between you and your spouse? The truth is today is that God has wisdom for you. Many of us perhaps are looking at buying or selling. Should I buy the apartment? Should I sell the house? What do I do in that arena? Well, the good news today is that God has wisdom for you. What about in the arena of your health? What decision do you make about what you're going through, what you're facing? The good news today is that God has wisdom for you. Can you say amen? But today's message is about specific wisdom. I'm not talking today about general wisdom. I'm talking about something that's specific to your need and what you are going through. I'm talking today about a word from God that comes into your heart, into your spirit, that tells you what to do, where to go, how to react, and what tone you should potentially have in the conversation. Specific wisdom from God for you. God has wisdom for you. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of James chapter 1. We're going to read from verse 5. Those of you in our online community, I know there's many from Dunsborough that are watching as well. God bless you, Dunsborough. We love Western Australia. James chapter 1 verse 5. When you've got it, can I have a good amen? If you don't have your Bible, the verse is available for you on the screen. Here we go. Look at what it says. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Now, I want you to notice that the word of God is clear this morning. It says, if any of you. It doesn't say, based on your gender, your social status, your past. It does not discriminate. There is no partiality in God. The word of God is clear this morning that if any of you lack wisdom, the word of God goes on to say, who gives to all? If any of you, who gives to all? This is not about your age. This is not about your stage. This is not about your marital status. This is about wisdom that God has for you. God has wisdom for you. Who gives to all? There is wisdom that's available from God for you today to make the right decision at the right time, in the right moment. God has wisdom for you. The scripture tells us that this wisdom that God has given to us is a great invitation. This is not something that should be on the side or treated flippantly or with familiarity in our lives. Think of the best invitation you've ever had. Maybe it was to a corporate function. Maybe it was to meet someone semi-famous or famous. Well, nothing compares to the invitation that the Spirit of God is bringing and giving to you today in this arena, called wisdom. God has wisdom for you. Now, in the New Testament, there are two Greek words that are used for the word wisdom. The first one is Luke chapter 1, verse 27. It's the only time this word is used. However, every other time you see the word wisdom in the New Testament, it is the Greek word or the name that we know as Sophia. Does anyone know someone called Sophia? A few of us. So the Bible says, if any of you lacks wisdom, Sophia, now watch this, watch the Greek definition of the word Sophia. It basically means this: broad management skill. In the call of God, God's going to elevate you, God's going to advance you, and you need broad management skill. God has wisdom for you. That business that's in your heart, that small business, if you go to God, there's wisdom, broad management skill. Come on, say amen. There's wisdom that's available for you. The definition of that word, wisdom, Sophia, also means supreme intelligence. How good is that? God has wisdom. If any of you lacks, he has supreme. Come on, church. He has supreme, not just base, supreme. God has supreme intelligence available to you. God wants to give you wisdom. Amen. Supreme intelligence, watch this, such as belongs to God. This is not earthly. This is not natural. This is supernatural. God has wisdom for you. You might be facing a relational challenge right now. There is supreme intelligence, such as belongs to God, that's available to you. It is called wisdom. Amen. Come on, church, say amen this morning. Watch this. The wisdom of God, as evidenced in forming and executing councils in the formation and government of the world. Now let's go back to our verse. If any of you, it doesn't matter about your social status, it doesn't matter where you are on the pecking order, it doesn't matter about your past, the word of God is clear that this is the kind of wisdom, come on church, this is the kind of wisdom that God has available to you, supreme intelligence such as belongs to God. Now, James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you, watch this, lacks wisdom, the Amplified says deficient in wisdom. Watch what it's saying. It's not saying that you have no wisdom. You might have an understanding in certain things. You might have a hunch on what to do. You might have had experience in this particular arena that you are moving forward into. You might be one third of the way. There is a shortage, however, there is a deficiency that is, or a scarcity, that you now need the God part, the two thirds or the one third, that comes from him to complete your thinking, to allow you to make a decision. Now I'm prophesying, to make a decision that's right, a decision that's God-pleasing, a decision that's going to bless you and bless everyone around you. God has wisdom for you. Can you say amen? If any of you lacks wisdom, here we go. Let him ask of God. Where do we get wisdom from? We go to God. I just want to say this morning, be careful how much time you're spending on social media. You will not get wisdom from social media. Social media is cool. I have social media. I take selfies of this big noggin every now and again. But it will not give you wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. Wisdom comes from spending time in His presence. Notice what the Word of God says. It does not say if all the adults lack wisdom. It says if any of you lack wisdom. You can be a teenager and have wisdom from God. It's not the age of a man that makes him wise. It is the spirit of a man. God has supernatural wisdom that's available to you if we are willing to open up our Bibles. If we're spending more time in Netflix than we are in the Word of God, watch your balances. Come on, the Word of God can heal you. The Word of God can strengthen you. The Word of God can encourage you. The Word of God can tell you the truth about who you are, who you really are. The Word of God can renew your mind. The Word of God can build you up if we are willing to go to God and ask for wisdom. Now, I'm going to give to you today the most comforting thought that you've had all week. Who's ready for it this morning? The most comforting thought. This is better than drive-thru McDonald's. It is better than a chocolate sundae with chocolate at the top, chocolate at the bottom, and the little flake that you get as well. This is the most comforting thought that I'm going to give to you all week. Look at what the contemporary English version says about this verse. If any of you need wisdom, you should what? Ask God. Here we go. And it will be given to you. There you go. We can finish the sermon on that thought right there. It will be given to you. I want you to notice God's reply. It's sure. It's steadfast. It's certain. There's no gray in God. The Word of God is clear that if you need wisdom, it will be given to you. What to do, how to respond, when to act, what to say, what tone should you use? God has wisdom for you. If you, come on, I'm trying to build your faith right now. He will give to you wisdom if you are willing to go to Him, acknowledge your deficiency and say, Lord, I need your wisdom. Now, I love how the contemporary English version puts this next part of James chapter 1 verse 5, and it says, God is generous and won't correct you for asking. God, He's generous and He won't correct you for asking. Now watch this. We're not talking this morning about a God who looks at you when you ask for wisdom and He says, well, let's talk about the past right now. Let's talk about what happened 63 years ago. The Word of God's clear that if you ask for wisdom, God is generous and He won't correct you for asking. You are doing the very thing that blesses the heart of God when you ask for wisdom. It's an act of worship because you know why? You're saying, God, I trust in you above everything else. It's an act of worship to ask God for wisdom because our reliance and our dependence is not on the systems, it's not on what you know, but you're saying to God, I choose to trust in you. I don't know what to do. I need your wisdom. And the Bible is clear. God is not stingy with wisdom. The Bible is clear. Our God is a God who gives wisdom willingly, gladly, graciously, unceasingly. God pours out his wisdom. And the great thing about God is he never gives with mixed emotions. He doesn't like, oh man, I don't know if I want to let go of this wisdom. I need this wisdom. I need to create a few more stars. Oh, can I part with it? Come on, he's Almighty God. He has enough for you. He has enough wisdom for what you're going through if we are willing to go to God and ask for wisdom. Now, I've got great news for you this morning, church. Do you want to hear it this morning? You don't have to fill out a loan application form. How good is that? No signatures are required. No deposits are required. Why? Because God is a generous God and he wants to give you wisdom. Now, have you ever been to a restaurant where, you know, it was a little bit like, I'm glad to be here, but the person serving you, it's a little bit like, bothersome for them, right? Who's ever had that experience? It's like, I'm not coming to the restaurant. It's supposed to help me here. And it's like, you know, it's just the sink is not happening. Now, someone can, watch this, serve, but in their heart, they are out of sync with the service. Does that make sense? But not so with God. Because later in James, it says of God that in him is no shadow of turning. That is, who God is who God is, reflected in the person of Jesus Christ. He loves you so much that he has wisdom for you. And when he gives you wisdom, it is in fact a reflection of his heart. The wisdom is an overflow of his persona, of his generous nature, of the God that he is. For God so loved the world that he gave. So the hand is a reflection then of who he is on the inside. He wants to bless you. He wants to give you wisdom. He wants to give you a solution on how to love your spouse more. He wants to give you a solution on how to deal with a child that may be going. God has supremo intelligence for you. He has a path. So let me explain it like this. Yesterday, I was taking my son Wade to basketball training. And, you know, we have our route. This particular basketball training was in Marrickville. I know how to get there. Done it a million times. And a thought, now I'm not saying it was God. It was just a good thought. Came to me, check Google Maps. So I went on Google Maps, and you know what Google Maps told me, church? There was an accident along the route that I would normally take. And so it offered me some alternate routes. I'm like, boom, 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 dishes are done. I'm going to be there 10 minutes before it starts. I'm ready to go because Google Maps has knowledge that I don't have. See, I may know a way. I may be used to the path. I may say, this is the right way. But wisdom has roots that you don't know about. It has angles and paths, strategies and systems and people to meet that you don't know about just yet. It's a little bit like, you know, when you watch the, I don't watch the 6 o'clock news often, but when I do, you know, they get the girl in the helicopter and she does the traffic report. She's got them, you can hardly hear, you know, there's a helicopter noise. And she's like, you know, M5 and this and bang and bang. And the people down on the ground, they may have done that route 1,000 times. They may drive that path every single day, 5, possibly 6, 7 days a week of their lives. But there's somebody who has a view that you don't have. There's somebody who can see what you can't see. There's somebody who has a bird's eye view of the entire situation and gives you wisdom and advice on the best path for you. We need to go to God, church, and you need to ask God for wisdom. Can you say amen? I've got more good news for you this morning. Who wants to hear? Online, do you want to hear good news this morning? the generous nature of our God, the nature of God is to give. So let me explain it like this. There was somebody, not in our church, in a different scenario who really did the wrong thing by the people in this church. And they left and went somewhere else. And I watched the pastor bless, and I watched the pastor do flowers and, you know, and just lavishly pour the goodness of God on these people. They hurt people in this particular congregation, and I asked him about it. And this is what he said to me. He said, even though there's a fault, my heart has been touched with God. And if your heart gets touched by God, there is always an overflow of generosity. When you are filled with God, you're filled with generosity, generous with your words, generous with your time, generous with the blessing of God. Can you say amen? Now, how do we know? This is a good question. I'm so glad you've asked it today. Brilliant. How do we know God will give you wisdom in your situation? How do you know God's going to give you wisdom on how to deal with other employees who give you the heebie-jeebies every now and again? How are you going to deal with a boss that demands 3 million hours per week when it's physically impossible to do that? How do we know that God, come on, how do we know that God's going to put us in the right hands of the right doctor at the right time in the right location? How do I know the path that I'm going down, that the word of God is sure? Should we answer the question? Come on, church, don't fall asleep on me now. You know, we interact in this church. This is how it works, right? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Let's throw it up. Here we go. He, that is God, who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. That's you. That's the person sitting next to you. That's the people in your household. He delivered, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also? Come on, spell the word also. A-L. Come on, that's half. Come on, online. I can't hear you today. If he delivered and gave up the best that he could possibly give in his son, Jesus Christ, also. What's he going to do? The scripture says, freely give us wisdom. He's going to give you wisdom. Why? Because the biggest gift was his son, Jesus Christ. And he's already made a way through his son, Jesus Christ, to bless you with wisdom. He's ready to give you wisdom. He's ready to pour out the heart of wisdom upon you. It's a reflection of his heart. The hand is a reflection of his heart. He is pouring out wisdom. And mums and dads, you know, in the morning when there's a shortage of milk and the kids are getting ready for school, you ever had one of those? You've got to ration the milk. You're having their smart. We've all had that experience in our home at some point. God's not rationing wisdom. He's not saying 10% for you, 5%. Oh man, I don't know. How are we going to afford this one? He wants to give you wisdom. He wants to pour out wisdom upon you. Can we have a look at the verse in the NIV? Anyone? You're not falling asleep on me today, right? I know it's warm and cozy. James chapter 1, verse 5. The NIV. Who reads the New International Version here? Can I have a wave? Look at all your cousins. Hey, all related to each other. Who reads the New King James? Your cousins with me. Hey, there's a couple of spiritual people. Keep it up so I can see who you are. Yeah, I love you guys. Stay up. Keep it up. Awesome. Who reads the NLT? Who reads the Message? Yeah, how funny is that? Now, the NIV tells us something really amazing. Now, my New King James tries to be really spiritual, and it uses this word, without reproach. What on earth does that mean? So then I have to lower my intelligence and go to the NIV. Only kidding. And the NIV helps us. Watch what it says. He gives without finding fault. There's no fault. He doesn't look at what you should have done. This is the generous nature of our God, reflected in the gift of his son, Jesus Christ, without finding fault. Church, you don't need to hesitate to come to him today. Craig, if you could come, please. God is not resentful of our dependence upon him. Oh, that's a word for someone. God is not resentful for our dependence upon him. So good. But welcomes our requests. We can be honest with God in our prayers and pour out our deepest feelings to him. He's got wisdom for you. You know, a little while back, I was driving home from the office, and as I was driving home, I was about 200 meters from my house, and I see a little girl not far from, as I said, where I stay, and it just looked a bit odd. She was crying. She was biting one finger like this. I knew this little girl was troubled. Thought to myself, something's not right here. I got to do something about this. I thought, I'm just around the corner from home. The best thing I can do right now is call my wife straight away, Allison, and tell her about this little girl. Come home, do what I need to do, and get Allison to go and see this little girl. Something wasn't right. So I get home. Allison's out the front already. She takes our daughter, Tori. They go for a quick walk, and they find her. This girl's crying. She's upset. She's lost. And Allison just helps her little by little. Okay, show us the street. Where do you think? And eventually they found home. When I drove past, I could have said, I wonder whose fault it is that the little girl's lost. Man, these parents, surely they should have locked the gate. No, in fact, it's the builder's fault because they made the lock so low on the door, it should have been up. Actually, no, it's not the builder's fault. It's the federal government's fault because there should have been a grant for every family so that they could have security fencing. Someone's at fault. The heart of the father was, the little girl is lost. She needs to find home. She needs to find mum and dad. She doesn't know where to go. You need wisdom? Father God's looking down at you. He's not finding fault. He's saying, I want to help you. Let's find home together. Let's find the best path. Let's find the best way. If we go to God and ask for wisdom. Do you need wisdom today? Do you need wisdom for what you're going through? Can you just stand up just right where you are and say, that's me today. I need the wisdom of God. Those of you who are online, you can participate in this as well. We need wisdom. Now watch this. If you're making a key decision in your life, be careful of making key decisions in a pandemic. It's unhealthy, not smart. Check it. Get your wisdom balances. Do not land the aircraft with one light. You can do it, but you might land on a road. Not good, because it looks like a runway, but it's not. That happened in Perth, Western Australia. They were about to land on the freeway and they took off. It was about 25 years ago in Perth. Get your lights right. Word, prayer, peace of God, good counsel. Not just the people who also have a negative attitude, because the Bible says, now I'm speaking to someone, a threefold cord in Ecclesiastes is not easily broken. Two are better than one, but a threefold cord is not easily broken. You know what the third is? The third is it's easy to partner with someone who has the same thought process as you. Get godly wisdom, godly counsel, godly input. Line up the lights on the runway and let's land the plane safely in Jesus' name. Key decisions. God has wisdom, 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 supernatural wisdom that's available for you. Do you need wisdom? Why don't you lift both hands to the Lord as an act of surrender? Musos and singers, you can come. Don't be hasty. Don't be hasty. Relax. There you go. There's a word from God. Relax. I went to church. What did the pastor tell me? He said, relax. Rest. Relax. Wisdom. 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 Supreme intelligence, such as belongs to God. Father, I thank you for every single need. Thank you for supernatural wisdom. Thank you for the wisdom that comes from above. I thank you, Lord, for those who are watching at home. I thank you for wisdom. We impart the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Wisdom. And so, Lord, whatever decisions need to be made, I thank you for wisdom. Thank you for wisdom in marriages. Thank you for wisdom in the raising of children. Thank you for wisdom in our health. Thank you for wisdom in financial decisions. Thank you for wisdom, Lord, in property. Thank you for wisdom, wisdom, wisdom today in Jesus' wonderful name, the wisdom of God. Can you say amen? Amen, amen. What a great sermon. Let's give it up for Jesus today. You can grab your seats. Before we bring our meeting to a close, today I want to give an opportunity for people perhaps who've never made a decision for Jesus Christ before. Earlier, you heard me tell the story of the little girl on the side of the road that was lost. Allison was activated in her incredible wisdom, and that girl was brought safely home to her parents. Do you know that Father God looks around this auditorium today? He's searching and he's looking. Looking for those who feel lost. His word, he's looking for those who feel unloved. And he's guiding you. He's speaking to you. He's reaching out to you, those of you who are watching online. The love of God. He's reaching out. Now, here's the great thing. You're not searching for him. He's actually searching for you. He's looking. And he wants to bring you home. Can you say amen? We're going to pray a prayer. It's a simple prayer that invites Jesus Christ, God's only Son, to come into our lives and be our friends, forgive us of our past, and to bring us home. Can we pray this prayer together? Let's bow our heads, let's close our eyes. Those of you who are watching at home, you can pray this prayer as well. Why don't you repeat this after me? Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Come into my heart and be my Savior. I receive your forgiveness, your love, and complete acceptance. I am now set free from my past. I am now a child of God. That prayer for the first time, or you did a long time ago, but now you're coming home. You're accepting his invitation. I'm not going to embarrass you. This is a private moment between you and God. And you're saying, I'm coming home to my Heavenly Father's love. Right where you are in a moment, I'm going to ask you to do something. And that is to lift up your hand. The reason why I want you to lift up your hand is so that I can see who you are. I want to pray for you. I want to encourage you right where you are. Those of you who are praying this prayer for the first time, get on the chat box, make some comment. We can help you as well. We love you in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Here we go on the count of three. One, two, three. Lift it up nice and high. I'd love the opportunity to pray for you today. Come home to the love of God. Once you've lifted up your hand, you can put it straight back down. If you think that I've missed you, if you could kindly put it up again, I don't want to miss out on anyone at all. Anyone at all, lift it up nice and high. I'd love the opportunity to pray for you right where you are in your seat, this private moment between you and Jesus. Who is there? Lift it up. Come on, God's love is reaching out to you today and He's saying, it's time to come home. This is not about religion. This is about a relationship that you were designed for, and that's to know His love. Who is there? Lift it up nice and high. I'd love the opportunity. God bless you up the back. I see your hand. Who else is there? Lift it up nice and high. I'd love to pray for you today. Anyone else? Awesome, awesome. So good. A few more seconds. I do need to move on. Anyone else at all? Amen. So good. Father, thank you for those who raised their hands today. Thank you for new beginnings. Thank you that the Word of God says, if any of us be in Christ, we are new creations. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. We speak, we declare these wonderful things in Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise today. God bless you. Thank you, church.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.